If a food is not royal achila at all, you don't make a bracha at all. If you make a bracha on it because you force yourself to eat it, it's a bracha levatala. That's if no one would eat it, if it's not royal achila at all. Bracha levatala, you have to be careful about that. Sometimes food spoils, and you say, oh, I don't want it to go to waste. And so that could be a bracha levatala. What's more common, Rabbi Nussbaum was more of this to me, what may be more common, and people don't realize that I just had it tonight, but it wasn't my geya because I didn't have to make a bracha on it. But if something is slightly not 100%, and it's, my wife served me coleslaw tonight, and but she warned me, and she was right. So it could have been eaten aliyadei adchak, and I'll eat anything aliyadei adchak. But you really, l'chora, you make a shahakol. L'chora, you make, that's what Rabbi Nussbaum was murdered to me. That l'chora, if something is like discernibly a little spoiled, like it's off, and maybe the gather is like you wouldn't serve it at a normal meal. But b'shas hadchak, like, you know, you don't want to throw it out, it's a pity. Or maybe you're very hungry and you have nothing else to eat, you would eat it. So then the bracha is shahakol. And it's hard to be magdir exactly, that middle ground. Because if it's not royal achila at all, it's not a bracha at all. And obviously if it's royal achila, even if it's not 100%, it's the regular bracha. And if it's royal achila, did they have dechak, which is maybe hard to define, but we gave a shtickle definition, my coleslaw tonight, then really you would make a shahakol. Okay.